This is John Kellogg. I'm the assistant chair of music business management at Berklee College of Music and author of Take Care of Your Music Business, Taking the Legal and Business Aspects You Need to Know to 3.0.
Episode 88.
Welcome to the Jazz Spotlight, the podcast that gives you the insight and tools you need to be in the music industry today. Artists, authors, and top music industry experts give you actionable tips that will help you promote yourself the smart way. Here's your host, Jan Ilunga.
Hey there, how's it going? Jan here with a new episode of the Jazz Spotlight podcast. The podcast has kind of been on standby for a while. I want to apologize. I've been working on something that I'm about to launch and release, and I can't wait to tell you more about that. More info on that coming your way very, very soon. A new episode, a new guest expert here, and today we talk about music business in 2016, and we're joined by Berklee College of Music professor, attorney, music industry expert, and best-selling author, John Kellogg. You'll find the show notes with the links to everything Mr. Kellogg and I talk about in today's episode at thejazzspotlight.com/episode88. All right, here it is, the interview with attorney John Kellogg. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this new episode, and I'm very, very excited about who's joining us today. And we talk about something that is so critical for your career, and I'm sure you're going to get plenty of valuable advice here today. We're joined by a practicing entertainment lawyer who specialized in the music industry. He's the assistant chair of music business and management at the Berklee College of Music. He has done so many things, and one of these things is actually the book, the bestseller, Take Care of Your Music Business, Taking the Legal and Business Aspects You Need to Know to 3.0. I'm so happy to welcome on the show attorney John Kellogg. Hey, Mr. Kellogg, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jan. It's a pleasure being with you today.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me, for joining all the listeners here, for giving us some time. I was telling in the intro that you're a very, very, very busy man. You're doing so many things, especially in the music industry. So could you spend a minute or two to tell the listeners a little bit more about what is it that you do, basically?
Well, that's a good question. I am the assistant chair of the Music Business Management Department here at Berklee College of Music. I'm also a practicing entertainment lawyer. And my job at Berklee requires me to certainly advise and counsel students, as well as really work on the programming here in the music business department, make sure the faculty are all scheduled for classes, and making sure that they all appear, and make sure things are just running well for the music business department. But I also teach a number of courses. I teach an intro to music business on ground or here on the Boston Berklee campus, and I also teach an advanced contract negotiation workshop class on ground here at the Berklee campus. But I'm even more actively involved in Berklee Online. I have a number of courses up on Berklee Online. I teach the Introduction to Music Business course through the Berklee Online School, which is a paid online course. But I also teach two free MOOCs, or Massive Open Online courses, the music business. The first is Introduction to Music Business, which is a 6-week course that appears on the edx.org website. If you go to that website and put in my name, John P. Kellogg, or Berklee X, you will see my class, Introduction to Music Business. And I also teach a 4-week music business foundations course through another MOOC service called Coursera, C-O-U-R-E-R-A, sera.org. And that is an on-demand class where you can actually go in at any time and register for that course, for the four-week course. And they're free, but both of those MOOCs, both of those free courses, you're eligible to take it for a certificate. It's a small fee if you want to take it for a certificate. However, you are more than welcome to take that course for free.
Okay, so you already, in this couple of minutes, you already provided all of us with a couple of great resources. And guys, like in every episode, I'll make sure to link to everything Mr. Kellogg and I talk about in the show notes. So in case you have missed how to spell Coursera, whatever, don't worry, you're gonna find the links to all the courses, the book, and everything else we cover in the show notes. And Mr. Kellogg, I have to give it to you. You're really focused on helping artists, really helping them become better performer, but also to really understand the business side of their career. And my question to you when it comes to that is, why do you think, especially in this day and age where it's easier to be an independent artist and try to do everything by yourself, why is it important for musicians to have an understanding of the business side of their music career?
Well, Jan, I say that the music industry is 90% business and 10% music. Mm-hmm. 90% business and 10% music. And you can imagine here on the Berkeley campus where we have over 4,300 musicians.
Right.
And I say that it doesn't go over well because musicians are saying, wait a minute, how come the music is only 10%? But even though that equation is clearly lopsided in favor of the business aspects, it's important to know that you wouldn't have a music business. You wouldn't have the 90% business without that 10% music. And so music is very important, but it's also important for artists, songwriters, and producers, publishers, record company owners to understand the business aspects. And I'm kind of on a crusade to reach as many people as possible in that regard, having been an artist myself.
Right. Well, so you heard it. If you're here with Mr. Kellogg and I, and maybe you thought, well, I'm just an artist, so I have to focus on my craft, you might have been a little bit wrong and you just heard the reason why. And in your book, Mr. Kellogg, in Take Care of Your Music Business, you talk about some of the keys to success in today's music industry. So can you share some of those with us? What are some of the things the listeners should really keep in mind and do when trying to be a successful member of today's music industry?
Well, I say that there's three big principles or three big P's for success in today's music industry. Mm-hmm. The first one is powerful product. Powerful product is a recording, a song, it could be a live performance, and even an app that is something that is a great work, something of value to the world. And a powerful product really stands the test of time. I use an example of Roberta Flack's song, Killing Me Softly With Your Song, that came out in the very early part of the 1970s, but was covered again and sampled in 1995, right, by the group The Fugees.
Right.
And that's an example of powerful product. The value of that product grows as time goes on. And I encourage artists to concentrate on creating powerful product. The second big P is proper perspective. It's important to understand for you to grow and be successful in this industry, it takes time. And you really have to understand that these assets, which cost, are very costly to go in to record a song. It takes a lot of your energy and time to create a great song. But mm-hmm. You have to recognize that you have to really protect the song and have the proper perspective as how the money is earned for that song so that you don't go in with any misconceptions thinking that I've written a hit song and you would immediately think that you're going to be a millionaire. That's
right.
Not the proper perspective. You really have to take time to grow a career. The third big P is professional attitude. Professional attitude is really reflected by gaining more knowledge about the industry and making sure that you treat everybody that you're involved with in the industry with the utmost respect, because you never know where that person is going to end up and how they're going to be able to help your career over a course of years.
Yeah. So you said 3 P's: product, proper perspective, and professional attitude. And I really like the fact that you really touched on not focusing necessarily on a single or a song or just an album, but really having a big picture kind of mindset. And in your book, you also talk about different career and income opportunities. And I was wondering if you could share some of those with us, because I think that sometimes, and this not only for musicians, but even for creatives, so it can be painters or people who do handcrafts, sometimes they kind of get tunnel vision.
Yes.
And they ignore those potential opportunities that are out there, and especially because of technology, how easy it is today to connect with people globally. Is a big no-no to miss out on those. So what are some of the different career and income opportunities the listeners here with you and I, Mr. Kellogg, can take advantage of?
Well, the important thing and what you have in the music industry today are many labels now are signing artists to contracts that are called 360-degree contracts.
Right.
And that means that, of course, that there was a time that record companies would only make money from selling or using the recordings that they produced on the artist. That was their sole source of income. But now record companies want to participate in the entire 360-degree circle of an artist's earnings. In other words, they want to participate in publishing, merchandising. They want to participate in sponsorships, endorsements. And so artists have to recognize that they have to use that artistic expression to help them, what I call morph or move into other areas, income producing areas. So merchandise has always been very important. In addition to selling CDs, artists have sold T-shirts, caps, and a number of things. But now it's important to recognize that your brand, your artistic expression that creates a brand for you as an artist, might be able to be used in a commercial or movie. Your recordings could be used in movies. That's another source of revenue. And of course, it might be used to promote other types of products or services. And so it's important to recognize all those different areas. As far as artists having other types of income streams, we have a number of artists who work here on staff at Berklee College of Music. I can recommend one who's very influential, who's a smooth jazz saxophonist, Walter Beasley, who's been around for a number of years. But Walter not only teaches here on ground, and of course, teaching has always been important to musicians, but he also teaches lessons through Skype.
Right.
He also sells books. He's merchandising his creative work as well as his teaching methods. So there's a number of ways for artists, and particularly musicians, to really expand their brand and help generate income from a variety of sources.
I love, Mr. Kellogg, the fact that you touched on doing Skype lessons, or it can be Google Hangouts, anyways, using technology. Because I think sometimes artists, if they think about teaching, they are like, well, but, you know, I need this fancy camera and I would need this microphone and all these kind of things, which isn't necessarily true, because today you can use the laptop you may have, or you can buy a webcam. There are very good quality webcams that are affordable. You may have a microphone already. If you don't, again, you can find cost-effective microphones that you can use for your Skype lessons. And I mean, you made a great example, Skype lessons. It can be books. It can even be online courses. I mean, you told us about your own experience as an educator. You have two MOOCs. You are part of the Berklee Online. So, guys, you are here with Mr. Kellogg and I. Nobody's saying that you couldn't be teaching what you already know. And, you know, you could be making some money with that. So that's really, I hope that the answer Mr. Kellogg just gave us, I hope really helps you open your eyes on possible opportunities for your career and for making more money as an artist. And obviously, as I was telling earlier, Mr. Kellogg, you're really about the business side of music, and you have a couple of courses, one coming up, one in demand, where you talk about kind of music business 101. And I was wondering if you could kind of share a couple of principles of Music Business 101 here with us. Obviously, guys, you can then sign up for the courses, get the book, and dive more in depth. But now, Mr. Kellogg, to get started, what are a couple of things you think the artists who are here with you and I should really understand about the music business?
Well, I say that the copyright is the most valuable asset in the music industry, and a copyright is governed differently in different countries.
Right.
But here in the U.S., it's become a intellectual property right that's very valuable, and I say it's the most valuable asset in the music industry. So my courses deal with that. There's a large section that deals with copyright. It's important to understand the various types of copyrights and how you can exploit those interests to your benefit. Recording artist agreements are also documents that you really need to have a good understanding of. I say that an educated musician is my best client.
And right.
I just try to educate them so that they understand what I'm saying regarding the principles of the contracts that they need to understand, so they understand why I'm negotiating for certain points in contracts. So all of those, and you mentioned the influence of the internet, and it is truly, to me, Jan, fascinating to see the kind of worldwide reach in real time that you can have. I teach, I have a weekly chats in my Berkeley online paid course where I have people from all over the world at the same time and with video and audio. And mm-hmm. It's like I'm in a classroom, and it's truly fascinating. And I've had the opportunity to teach over 35,000 students over the past year and a half through these online courses. And that just lets you know the scope of your market, the scope of your work, being able to reach an audience that can benefit your career and benefit your business.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that the example, Mr. Kellogg, you just made is a great example. Also because some people may be here with you and I, and they may have been thinking, well, you know, I have been struggling a little bit to kind of start and build a fan base or a community here in my hometown, for example, or in my state, in case you're over there in the States. But well, guess what? You may have raving fans that are just dying for your music, but they are on the other side of the world. But guess what? You can use technology. Again, you can teach a course. You can do a live chat or Q&A session like Mr. Kellogg just told us he does monthly. You can create a course. There are different teaching platforms you can use. You can have it on your own site. So there are plenty of ways you can really start and build that audience and build your community, because it's all about building the community that is going to help you out. And I know, Mr. Kellogg, that you also have your own website where you have there more advice, kelloglaw.com. You are on Twitter at kelloglaw. And people, I know that you are really a people's person. You like to answer questions. And you have written the book. We have been talking about that. I mentioned it at the beginning. It's a bestseller, Take Care of Your Music Business, Taking the Legal and Business Aspects You Need to Know to 3.0. So you have already shared plenty of golden nuggets from the book here with us, Mr. Kellogg, and I want to thank you for that. And I want to ask you if you can tell the listeners a little bit more about the book and what they can expect. I mean, the title is kind of self-explanatory, but still.
Right. No, that's a very good point, Jan. The book is interesting. I found that it was necessary to have a book that's geared more toward production companies, because if you're a musician and you're producing your own work and you're putting it up on SoundCloud or some type of internet service, you are a business. And you are a production company. You are a label. So this book is focused on that. I talk about the various types of entities you can use to conduct your business under. Here in the States, we have a number of them, the sole proprietorship, the partnership, and they usually have comparable types of entities in no matter what company country you're in. But you're going to look at various aspects to protect yourself from any liability or any debts that you might owe, and people coming after your personal assets, things that you owe to pay those debts. And it, using certain business structures can protect your personal assets. So I have a section on the types of entities you can use. And then I also have four contracts, the primary contracts that are used in the music industry: the exclusive recording artist agreement, the exclusive songwriters agreement, a co-publishing agreement, and a manager's agreement. And I have those broken down in split page format. In other words, on one side of the page, I have the actual contractual language, but on the other side, it is an annotated version. In other words, it's me breaking down those terms in layman speak so that anyone can understand it. And I think it's important for them. Once again, I say an educated musician is my best client. I want my client to know why I'm insisting on a certain point in a contract negotiation. And that's the reason why it's very easy for you to get that information by reading the book and reading both sides of the page. And of course, I cover copyright basics as well, and as well as information as to where the business has been, where it currently is, and where I feel it's going.
Okay, so it's really, from what you told us, it's really a musician's best friend or a must read. And, you know, I think this conversation has been great. I think it's been a great appetizer in a way, or a great first step. You told us about your courses. I mentioned your website, kelloglaw.com. You're on Twitter at kelloglaw. And now you told us a little bit more about your best-selling book, Take Care of Your Music Business. So guys, if you have enjoyed this conversation with Mr. Kellogg, make sure to, first of all, follow him on Twitter at kelloglaw. There is his website. There are the courses, so make sure to sign up for those and grab your copy of his book and thank me later. Mr. Kellogg, if people would like to maybe reach out to you, they may have a question or something like that. What is the quickest way to do that? Is it through Twitter?
Yes, I think you should follow me on Twitter. I usually tweet out 3 or 4 articles of interest to the music business a day. So if people want to keep up with the current issues in the music industry, I think it would do well to follow me. And that's also the best way to reach out to me, or through my website at kelloglaw.com.
Perfect. Mr. Kellogg, thank you so much for being here with us, for sharing your expertise, for telling us more about all the great work you do, your courses, and your book. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jan. It's been a pleasure to be on the Jazz Spotlight podcast. Great site, by the way, too.
And we are back. Mr. Kellogg, thank you once again for your contribution and for the compliment. I'm actually about to update the website. So guys, soon you're going to see the Jazz Spotlight with a slightly different look. And you heard it at the beginning. I want to remind you once again, Mr. Kellogg and I mentioned different resources, his book, his site, the Berklee College of Music, Mr. Kellogg's Twitter account. So the best place to find all that information is the show notes page at thejazzspotlight.com/episode88. This is it for today. Thank you for joining Mr. Kellogg and I in this new episode. I appreciate you. Have a great day.